Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at a really interesting case study in healthcare development.
Right.
It's about Revive Orthopedics setting up their acute surgery center down in Lithia Springs, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And our main source today is some material from Page Healthcare, who were involved in the project.
Yeah, they kind of detail their side of things.
Exactly. So our goal here, our mission, is to pull out the key challenges and maybe more importantly, what everyone learned from creating this, you know, specialized medical space.
Especially because, as I understand it, Page Healthcare came in after things had already kicked off, right?
That's the kicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, they jumped in midstream.
So it's not your usual build it from the ground up story?
Not at all.
We're looking at a situation where there was already momentum, decisions made, and then this new team with specific expertise steps in.
Right, to sort of navigate the complexities.
Yeah, it gives you a really unique view on project management, especially in, well, the demanding healthcare world.
Absolutely. So first off, who are we talking about? Revive Orthopedics. They focus on musculoskeletal stuff.
Okay. Bones and joints, basically.
Pretty much. Everything from minimally invasive arthroscopy, you know, where they use tiny incisions to look inside joints and fix tears.
Right. Scopes.
Yeah. Scopes. All the way through to major joint replacements. Hips, knees, shoulders. The works.
Okay. So complex procedures.
Definitely. And fracture repairs, spinal surgeries, even specialized treatments for hands, wrists, feet, ankles.
So it tells you straight away, this facility needed to be highly specialized. Very particular needs.
Which makes the starting point even more interesting.
How so?
Well, back in 2020, Revive acquired an existing building, a pre-manufactured office building in Lithia Springs.
Ah, okay. Not a purpose-built medical facility.
Not even close. I mean, the source says it was in moderately conditioned shape, but still just a general office building.
And the key thing here, where Page comes in, is that a lot was already happening before they got involved.
Yeah, exactly. The architectural design, the engineering contracts, even picking the contractor through what's called design bid build.
Mm-hmm.
All that was already moving forward.
Okay, design bid build. Let's just quickly touch on that for listeners. What does that usually mean?
Sure. So typically you finish the design first, architecture, engineering, all the specs.
Got it. The blueprints are done.
Right. Then you put those finished designs out for construction companies to bid on. They give you their price to build exactly that design.
Competitively.
Competitively, yeah. And Revive was already past that stage when Page Healthcare arrived.
Wow. Okay, so Page steps in and their role becomes...
Pretty comprehensive, actually. Overall project management, obviously. But also managing the design side, coordinating all the documents.
Which must have been crucial coming in late.
Totally. And then the equipment planning, super important for a surgery center. Plus just generally getting all the different teams working together effectively.
So stepping into a project like that with so much already decided, that must throw up some immediate hurdles.
Oh, absolutely. You've got to get up to speed fast, right? Understand the decisions made, the constraints already in place.
It's like jumping onto a moving train, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
You need to figure out where it's going, how fast, and then use your expertise to make sure it gets there, you know, safely and efficiently.
Especially given the very specific needs of an orthopedic surgery center.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the first big reality was just adapting that existing office building. It wasn't designed for this.
Right. That immediately tells you you're dealing with retrofitting complexities. It's not a blank canvas.
You can just picture the differences, right? Clinical spaces versus standard offices. It's night and day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Retrofitting for such a specialized medical use, well, it adds layers of complexity compared to new construction.
What kind of things specifically?
Well, think about the HVAC, heating, ventilation, air conditioning. Medical environments have incredibly strict air quality standards.
Mm.
Much higher than an office.
Okay, that makes sense. Air changes, filtration.
Exactly. Then there's the plumbing, the electrical infrastructure needed for all that sophisticated medical gear.
Yeah, power requirements must be different.
Massively different. And medical gases, suction, and then just the layout itself. You need efficient, safe, patient flow, all within the walls of a building not designed for it.
So a real puzzle. How did Page Healthcare tackle these big challenges then? The material gives some good insights into their strategies.
It does. Let's start with change orders. That's always a big one in construction.
Always potential budget killers if not managed well.
Right. And Page sounds like they had a very systematic way of handling them.
What was notable about their approach?
It was proactive. They didn't just react to changes. They really evaluated each potential change.
How so?
Well, their process involved figuring out who was responsible for the change. Was it a design coordination issue? an unforeseen condition in the existing building, an owner request.
Yeah, okay, accountability.
Crucial. And then they looked at the knock-on effects. How does this change impact other design elements? What about existing conditions? And of course, the cost.
So a really thorough step-by-step look.
Exactly. That's key for controlling costs and stopping scope creep, you know, the project getting bigger and bigger unnecessarily.
It really highlights something important in healthcare projects, doesn't it? Even small changes can have big ripple effects because everything's so interconnected.
Absolutely. Yeah. Systems, regulations. A structured approach isn't just about the budget. It can impact patient safety or how well the place runs later on.
Okay, so meticulous tracking of changes. Then there was the construction scheduling. This sounds tricky too, location-wise.
Yeah, the new surgery center was being built between two active patient clinics that Revive already operated.
Oh, wow. So minimizing disruption was critical.
Paramount. You can't have construction constantly interfering with patient care next door.
So what was Paige's solution? The notes mentioned two-week look-ahead schedules.
Right. And this wasn't just about keeping the construction on schedule, although that was part of it.
What was the main focus?
It was specifically about communication with the end user, with Revive Orthopedics.
Keeping them in the loop.
Way ahead of time. 2 weeks in advance, they'd tell Revive about any construction activity that might impact the clinics next door. Noise, dust, access changes, anything.
Ah, so Revive could plan around it.
Exactly. Manage appointments, staff schedules, patient expectations. It made for a much smoother coexistence during construction.
That seems like smart stakeholder management, really. Good communication.
Definitely. Beyond just keeping Revive informed, it shows how vital that proactive communication is in any complex project, really.
Okay, and then we get into the nitty-gritty, the FF&E, furniture, fixtures, and equipment.
Always a big piece of the puzzle in healthcare.
Especially for a surgery center, I imagine.
Yeah.
So Paige took over managing both the stuff Revive bought directly and the stuff the contractor installed.
That's right. Why is that equipment planning so critical here, specifically for orthopedics?
Well, think about surgical equipment. It's often highly specialized, right? Big imaging machines, surgical booms, specialized lights.
Very specific requirements.
Exactly. Specific installation needs, precise electrical connections, integration with medical gas lines, ventilation. It all has to work together perfectly.
So Paige's role was coordinating all that.
Meticulously. Coordinating the equipment Revive bought directly from vendors, making sure it physically fit, ensuring it aligned with what the contractor was installing.
Making sure everything plugs in and works on day one.
Pretty much. It's a complex logistical dance, making sure all those pieces come together at the right time in the right place.
Sounds like orchestrating a symphony almost.
Yeah, where every instrument has to be tuned and ready.
Yeah.
And speaking of keeping things on track, they also handled reviewing and approving pay applications. This wasn't just rubber stamping invoices, was it?
No, not at all. The material says they did biweekly progress reviews.
What did that involve?
Carefully comparing the contractor's payment requests against the actual percentage of work verified as complete on site.
Ah, so tying payments directly to progress.
Absolutely. That level of financial oversight is vital for budget control. It ensures payments match tangible work done.
Adds accountability.
And helps prevent potential disagreements about money down the line.
Makes sense. Okay, so fast forward towards the end. Project closeout. Paige was heavily involved here too.
Very much so. This included coordinating all the necessary inspections, city, county, state fire marshals, you know, all the regulatory hoops you have to jump through for a healthcare facility.
Which are numerous, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. They also helped with getting the new medical equipment actually started up, commissioned.
And training the staff.
And training the Revive team on how to use it all. That's essential.
And finally, compiling those closeout manuals.
Yep, the documentation package for Revive's facilities team. Warranties, maintenance schedules, operating instructions, everything they need to run and maintain the place long term.
That closeout phase often gets overlooked, doesn't it? But it sounds critical for a smooth handover.
It's absolutely critical, especially in healthcare, making sure you meet every code, staff are trained, and you have all the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
It's indispensable for actually transitioning from construction to being fully operational.
So when you look at the whole picture, what were the results of Paige getting involved? Did they make a difference?
It seems so. The source material points pretty clearly to streamlined communication between everyone involved.
Okay. Better teamwork.
Definitely. Improved project coordination across the board and, interestingly, fewer unnecessary change orders.
Ah, so that proactive management paid off.
Seems like it. The end result was a high-quality, properly equipped facility that's now meeting the community's needs for orthopedic care.
It really underlines the value that experienced project management brings, doesn't it? Especially when you're dealing with adapting an existing building like this?
It really does. Were there any trade-offs mentioned? Things that maybe had to be compromised to get those results?
That's a good question. The source doesn't explicitly detail specific trade-offs, no. But I guess it implies that the thorough planning and proactive management might have minimized the need for big compromises later.
Right, dealing with issues up front rather than patching them later.
Exactly. So looking back from Page Healthcare's viewpoint, what were their big lessons learned, the key takeaways?
Well, the number one takeaway they highlighted was the absolute critical importance of pre-planning, thorough pre-planning.
Even though they came in midstream here.
Yeah, I think the experience here reinforced it for them. It showed all the potential challenges and inefficiencies that can pop up if that initial feasibility work and upfront planning isn't, you know, really detailed and robust.
So do your homework properly at the start.
Basically, yes. Good pre-planning sets the foundation for a smoother project.
It's like trying to build without solid blueprints, right? You're bound to run into problems.
Exactly. And their second key point kind of builds on that. The need for a complete design investigation.
What do they mean by that?
Making sure you proactively find and fix any potential gaps in coordinating the design. Ensuring all the equipment, all the systems, are fully integrated and cross-referenced within one complete unified design plan.
Okay, so no silos between architectural, electrical, mechanical.
Precisely. Especially critical for something like a surgery center where so many complex systems have to mesh perfectly.
Yeah, you mentioned HVAC, medical gases, specialized electrical.
Right. The layout, the structure, where every outlet and gas port goes, mm-hmm. how the big surgical tech integrates.
Yeah.
It all has to be meticulously planned and coordinated in the design phase.
Because if there's an oversight there.
It inevitably leads to costly rework during construction, delays, maybe even operational problems once the place opens. It's just much harder and more expensive to fix things later.
Okay, so let's quickly recap this deep dive. We had Revive Orthopedics needing a specialized surgery center. They started with an existing office building.
Not ideal, but that was the starting point.
Right, and the project was already underway design, contracting when Page Healthcare was brought in.
Midstream.
And they provided that crucial expertise in project management, handling the complexities of the retrofit.
Managing change orders proactively.
Optimizing the construction schedule next to active clinics.
Overseeing all that complex equipment planning.
Right, the FF&E. Plus, keeping a close eye on the finances with pay application reviews.
And then, managing a smooth project closeout, including inspections and training.
And the big aha moments for you, the listener, really center on those strategies Paige used.
Definitely. The value of that structured process for change orders, for one.
Yeah, that really stood out.
And the detailed 2-week look-ahead schedules for communication in sensitive sites.
Mm-hmm. And the absolute need for meticulous, integrated planning for all the equipment, both owner-bought and contractor-installed.
Can't stress that enough for specialized facilities. And finally, just the thoroughness needed for financial reviews and that whole project closeout phase to make sure it all finishes correctly and compliantly.
It's been a really fascinating look, I think, into the nitty-gritty of developing a healthcare facility, especially the unique challenges when you're adapting an existing structure.
Yeah, it really shows that even if you're not starting from a completely blank slate, you absolutely need that specialized expertise to manage the complexities effectively.
You really do.
And it kind of leaves you with a final thought to chew on, doesn't it?
What's that?
Well, thinking about all the intricate details in this project, what other kinds of hidden challenges might pop up when companies try to repurpose existing buildings for other highly specialized uses? Not just healthcare, maybe labs, or high-tech manufacturing.
That's interesting.
And maybe more importantly, what proactive steps can organizations take right from the very beginning during that pre-planning phase we talked about to try and mitigate those risks before they even start cutting into walls?
That's a great question. Definitely something worth pondering.